The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
We are up, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, one, two, three.
We are up and running. That would be great if that was just our podcast and we could just sign off.
Up and running. But we should just leave the mics live and just do our business at home. And people could just hear, you know, like a radio play.
Well, almost kind of like just cameras, only microphones in our house.
Yeah, reality radio.
Reality radio. But the only problem is they wouldn't pick everything up unless whatever we said we ran and said in front of the mic. Wow. Like if I said, do we have ketchup? If I was in the kitchen, I'd have to run in and go, do we have ketchup?
No, you get a laugh. She'd always be mic'd.
I'd get a laugh?
A laugh.
A laugh? It's called a lavalier.
It's called a what?
Lavalier. Yeah. A lavalier mic. That's what I use when I make my CDs, a lavalier.
It's like if you say something enough times, enough different ways, you'll eventually hit on the right one.
Lavalier. I just want to say I've been taking you for granted and I won't do it anymore, ever.
Oh, God.
Because you're so sweet and nice and you always point out my shortcomings and you're always right. So I'm sorry.
I don't always point out
your shortcomings. I'm sorry for 9 years of...
I pointed out today that yesterday you yelled at me for a while about your missing hoodies. I said, you're going to find them. And you found them both. And
no,
I didn't
find them. I found one and the other one was missing. Like I said,
Jessica Ellen took it.
No, you didn't say it. I said it. I said that.
Well, I'm sure I said it also.
You said, oh, it's probably hanging downstairs. And I checked there 3 times, but you still had to go check there. Like I'm missing.
I didn't have to go check. I wanted you to stop. You were like flipping out.
Yes.
You were flipping out.
I
you were having a meltdown about a hoodie.
I'm having a major anxiety attack for the last week, like the worst.
I wish that I could help you, but it's hard. It's like...
No, I can't even
explain
it.
You've heard the expression, right? You can't make a point by yelling if you're yelling all the time.
No, because you just made up that expression.
No, I didn't. I might be saying it slightly
Well,
wrong,
I can't hear you say it louder. That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I'm starting off pretty good on this one.
But do you know what that means?
That you can't make a point by yelling?
If you're yelling all the time.
I'm not yelling all the time.
No, you clearly don't know what it means. Why don't you think about it for a minute?
What? Why? Who gets mad when they shake up their Citracell?
It's one more annoying thing that you do. It means I can't.
But I'm not taking
it's
you for
hard
granted.
For me to. It's hard for me to feel something about your anxiety when that's something that's. It's a constant.
No, it's not constant.
It seems to me like it is.
Comes
I
and
feel
goes.
Like you say it all the time.
No, it's bad.
And not only is it constant, but I feel like it's that.
You have depression. And you just don't deal with it. You don't talk about it.
So wasn't that nicer for the other person?
No, it isn't.
Should I just constantly be like...
No, because you
I just ignore it as much as I possibly can.
Like
get
Debbie
out of bed,
Downer.
Do my thing.
You're like Debbie Downer.
Go work out.
Whatever.
Do what you're supposed to do. Get some sunlight on your face.
Is that what you got to do?
That's like, you know, so get your vitamin D.
Well, when it's this bad, this anxiety, like, but it's hard to function.
I know it is. And I do feel bad for you, because if I ever have anxiety, it's a horrible feeling. But you do say a lot of the times, this is the worst anxiety I've ever had.
No, this is bad.
But how do I know that's...
Because I switched my flight from today till tomorrow.
That's the...
Because I didn't want to leave.
That's the tip-off right there that I should know?
Yeah. The more I want to stay home... Anyhow.
The more I want you to leave. Oh, that's not how the... say. That's not how you were going to finish.
No. And... All right, so let's move on. Nobody wants to hear about dummy anxiety. I don't know what they want to hear about. This is like our fucking 155th, 160th.
I think we have to stop doing the podcast every week. No, I think we have to stop doing it. Maybe every second week.
No,
it's
people,
like, what more could
no.
we possibly...
160
we have
these,
to reinvent
what?
Ourselves in some
I
way.
I don't know. It's just we're running out of fucking things to say.
It's
what
like
do
they've
you
heard
say?
Every fight of ours 200 times. They know it's all just, our issues.
We on radio, they fucking replayed our argument today, I heard. They called me. That guy turned the phone off because I went back to bed. I had to get up early to get Raina up for school. I get her up for school a lot, like early in the morning. I'll get
Do
her
you?
Off and running to school, get
Do
her
you?
Dressed and stuff. Yeah.
Do you?
We split it.
Is that a real thing you're saying right now?
No.
Okay.
But
Carry
I got her up
then.
Today.
Yeah.
And I went back to bed, and then they called me. Oh, they're talking about your radio show last night. And then I called Florentine later today. I go, what were we talking about? I'm sure you guys all took Bonnie's side. They go, no, we were pretty split. You go, both were fucked up. You know.
But see, that's why I hate doing the radio show. And that's part of the reason
why
I don't like doing... Because I...
Well, it's radio. People leave. They go over. It's the best of.
Okay, see, this is what I was talking about last night. This is where you love it in any way.
No.
Like, you don't mind being a train wreck.
No.
A lot of this shit is embarrassing to me.
Yeah, me too. That's why I apologize.
I felt bad all day today because of the radio show.
All day
night.
Today?
Yes. I thought about people listening to it. People tweeted me, I feel bad for you. Some people tweeted me, you're a dumb cunt.
They didn't. I hope you blocked them.
No, no. I favorited them and wrote them back. And can we discuss? Let's open the lines of communication. No, I mean, it's like, I don't feel like people weighing in on my, everyone has a situation where their spouse says something to them, they get pissed off, but they're not always on the radio,
but here's
or
the
probably
thing.
Never on the radio when it happens. And it's like,
every radio show,
I don't have that kind of, you don't either. We don't have boundaries, or we're not able to just...
That's right.
Pretend.
We should wear those electrical things around our necks.
Once we start getting emotional.
But any radio show you do, no matter what you do, you're going to have people that hate and call up and say, oh, you're assholes, or you're this, or you're that.
I don't want to put myself out there. I've tried to explain it last night. I don't. I would enjoy putting myself out there if I was just like
you do
telling
when you go
some
on
jokes.
Radio. You do when you
yes,
go on other people's radio shows.
Yes, but there's no fear in any part of me that I'm going to get angry and out of control.
Well, that's
or that I'm
going to
say
fault.
Things that I'm going to regret.
Well, you shouldn't.
That's only with you.
You got to control your emotions. You tell me. See,
I know, but I know that about myself.
That you can't control your emotions?
Yes, that I get heated and then, yeah, but I don't do it. Please stop picking
your
nose.
Oh, sorry. Well.
I mean, it's just like, it's like that. It's like, how many times have they heard me say on this fucking thing, stop picking.
17.
Stop chewing. Stop
47.
This, stop that. It's like.
36.
It's like this fucking horrible broken record.
110.
I mean, it's...
Am I right on those numbers?
Exact. If you... The thing is that if it was in private, it's like, fine, that happens. Everyone does it. But it's like the fact that it's
all
going
right, then
out
let's not,
there.
Let's reinvent ourselves right now. Let's do something we've never
we'll
done.
Just do topical jokes.
What do you mean?
You know what jokes are, right?
Yeah.
And you know what... Do you know what topical means?
Yes.
So...
We have to do a roast.
Can you?
We have to do a roast. And I really don't even
feel
like...
Maybe we should just practice roast jokes.
I don't even feel like writing for this roast. I don't even know why I'm doing it. It's Curtis and Kubi.
I've never ever heard them. I don't know who they are. I had to Google their pictures.
You don't know who Curtis Sliwa.
I didn't know who they were.
Sliwa.
I do now because I had to do research on them.
He started the Guardian Angels in New York.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the fucking Guardian Angels.
And then Ron Kuby is a left wing a lawyer who studied under Kunstler. I think he was even Kunstler's roommate or whatever. Very left wing, almost communist, in my opinion.
They had a lot in common.
Self hating Jew, in my opinion. Self hating white. Who has a lot in common?
Kunstler and cunt. Oh. That's one of my jokes.
It is.
Stop picking.
So I gotta write jokes for this. And I like stuff like this, I wait to the day before. Like when we did DeRosa's roast. We only had a week to prepare.
No, you in the car on the other day, you came up with three, and then I could tell. I know. I asked if you wanted me to write them down, and you said no.
Well, I didn't know. I remember the one about the Stones, Stone and Stone. Those,
yeah,
the
comedy,
their comics.
Duo. I saw all my jokes of Stone and Stone. Only written about them.
I go, every time they do comedy, vaudeville rolls over in its grave. I think that's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Vaudeville rolls over in his grave. That's fucking funny. It won't be funny now, but when you see these two, people won't know who they are.
They're twins.
Yeah, they're twins, and they're like fucking vaudeville.
They don't really look alike.
They're like vaudeville fucking type of comics, if you ask me. You know, old school comedy team that are twins.
Yeah, they're funny though. I love them.
Really?
I think it's funny.
I haven't watched
I think
them.
It's even deeper and more ironic than they know. One is always playing the sad sack.
Gino Bisconte is on the roast. He's been doing me for 10 years. So roasting him is like roasting myself.
Oh, I've got roast jokes of him already from a different roast.
I
got
to go to some of my old roast jokes. Who else is on it? Kurt Metzger. Boy, this is a real fucking cavalcade of stars.
This is a real who's who.
Who else? Do you know?
He's Kurt Metzger. There's got to be a joke about race wars, right?
Kurt's a good writer, though. He'll come up with some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got to write stuff about you.
He's very smart and very funny. Too wordy.
He's too wordy.
Babbles on, that guy.
Well, listen here, folks.
Shorten it up, buddy.
Tweet me some roast jokes, okay? You can tweet me
for Curtis and Kuby.
For Kuby,
nobody fucking knows who they are.
They're on ABC, I think. Midday. They used to be on the radio, and then they got fired, and they were rehired like 6 years later or 5 years later, you know. So I need roast jokes. Curtis and Kuby, Stone and Stone, Kurt Metzger. Gino Bisconte or Bisconti. So all of those people, except Kurt Metzger. You're going to have to Google the rest of them and do some research and start tweeting. And don't fucking steal the jokes from other
roasts.
You're
roast. Not really asking people to write you jokes.
Yes, I want the public to give back, finally give back.
Oh, you're getting this podcast for free.
We've been given everything.
Paybacks.
Give
bitch.
Back. Write some roast jokes. I'm tired of it. I've written fucking thousands of roast jokes. I just go through my old ones. The ones I wrote for Sherrod. I don't know where I put them. I don't think I have them on a computer.
Mm.
I wrote some good ones for him. So did you, remember?
Yeah, I got them all. I got all my roast jokes all...
I got them in papers
logged in my computer.
I'm going to some old ones. I'm fucking going old school on this roast.
But you know what the problem is? It's hard to adapt a roast joke to someone else.
No, you change the name.
No, but it doesn't work. Like, a perfect roast joke is for that person.
When you looked up Curtis and Kuby, did the roast come up online?
No.
They're not even advertising it yet?
Jeffrey Gurian said they were.
Oh, he's the one who's putting it together.
But the Stone Brothers didn't know that I was on the roast, so maybe they're not advertising me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Like, how are they going to roast me? They don't know who I am.
And why am I the roast? Like, why?
Master?
Here's the thing. Yeah, I don't know those guys. But I don't know those guys.
Because people who put together roasts don't realize a roast is supposed to be your buddies.
Your friends.
Yeah. Well, maybe they don't have any friends. Maybe there's your first roast joke.
Well, you know, they should have.
As I look around the room and I realize nobody knows you.
Well, no, Curtis Sleawood is pretty fucking famous. And so is Ron Kuby.
Okay.
They're fucking very well known.
Well, why couldn't they? Why? How come they couldn't get six people who knew him then?
Well, they probably have people from the radio station. They have a couple people that are going to come in and tell a dumb fucking story and, you know, and it's going to be...
He was yelling here at the station one day because Kuby was walking around with no shoes on.
He kept turning left.
I don't know
left.
Who's who. I got a whole list of dumb shit.
I mean, they probably hate each other. I don't know.
Do they?
I don't know.
One's super conservative, right?
I don't know how conservative Curtis is. He's not as conservative as Kuby is liberal.
So it skews liberal.
Oh, it's way more liberal. Yeah, I mean, Curtis is kind of more... He doesn't shut up. He talks a lot. He's just a fucking yapping yapper.
Well, what about the other guy? First of all, their names are too similar.
Curtis and Kuby. Yeah, that's probably why they put them. That's probably why they put them together because it flowed. Their names flowed. And when is the roast? March 9th or something? What day is that? Mm-hmm. If it's a it's not a Tuesday. I hope.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not a fucking Tuesday.
I'm pretty sure.
We can't.
I thought that's why he did it, so we could just go there right after the radio show.
Well, what time does it fucking start? Hold on. We do radio on Tuesdays. Is this fucking guy? Oh no!
If this was just
a Monday,
if this was just a phone call that I was having with you, I would have hung up already. But this is a podcast.
Oh, but then on the 10th, I'm supposed to do a show at the Friars. Ooh, I don't even want to do that.
Don't do it.
What, the Friars show for that kid? Why? Have you been there?
Yes, I did it.
And how horrible was it?
It's right up there. It's right up there in
the top
10 horrible shows.
I've done shows at the Friars Club, and it's like the oldest.
They were old. They were heckly. The lights are too bright.
They were heckling you?
Yeah. I mean, they're like, they're not like, oh, good, a show. They're kind of like, let's see what you got.
There are. They're old and they're judgmental there. Yeah. And you know what? If I don't get a free fucking dinner.
And then they would like this to me when I was on. They'd be like, she's good. Like,
you know what?
And that kind of
when I get there, if I do it, when I get there, I'm going to demand food or not go on. That's how I'm going to do
it. Well, I didn't know that I could get a drink. I got offered nothing, not even a glass of water, nothing.
That's ridiculous.
I just stood in the hall, and I thought I was getting paid, and then I had to.
And they didn't even pay you?
Mm-mm.
So that week.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
That week, I'm doing a roast, then the fire's up. Then I got to go to San Antonio for, like, no money. Mm-hmm. It's like the lowest paying gig I take of the year.
To golf
because it's warm in Texas in March and it's cold here. It's the only reason. The club is nice.
Should we pick it up?
Pick it up? We're doing pretty well. We're reinventing ourselves.
Well, this is not going to fly.
What do you mean it's not going to fly?
We should start fighting.
No, I don't want to fight.
No, this is really boring. It's boring to me.
It's not fucking boring because I bet you people write me roast jokes. It's all I need.
I know, but where is your level? Like,
oh, but here's the problem. Ooh, it's dripping down your mouth. The protein shake is dripping like you just got hired. Ew, it's disgusting. White jizz was dripping down your chin.
Can I be on the roast?
Here's the problem. You can't tweet me the jokes because then the whole world will know them. Fuck it. You guys don't have good jokes.
Well, you're
jokes
not going to do it anyway because you don't know where the jokes came from.
I know. They'll probably take them from another roast. But you know what? You know what? I think under comedy, if you go into a...
Wake me up when you're done.
If you go into like a comedy...
This has got
to
be...
Catalog. Listen to me.
I can't. We got to do this every 2 weeks.
No, I'm telling you. Last week was a great podcast.
No.
People loved it.
Well, then let's do... What did we do last week?
Whatever we did, people liked it. Now, but I think there's some kind of comedy.
So boring.
It's not fucking boring. Quit saying it's boring. You're subconsciously making people think it's boring.
Well, I'm trying. I don't want to. I don't want to be the person that's always complaining and like.
Well,
then,
really?
I know I do it all the time. I feel bad doing it, but it does.
You don't feel bad.
I gotta acknowledge what. I can't just be part of something boring without acknowledging it.
Do you know what I'm looking at right now?
It's like
now?
People bomb and they don't acknowledge they bomb. Doesn't that drive you nuts?
Last week's podcast was good.
Acknowledge that you're bombing.
This is good. This is what people want to hear. They want to hear about comedy. They want to hear what we're doing. They want to hear.
No, they don't. Oh, really?
They want to hear. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, Mariah Carey.
Oh, really? I'm fat and half black? What are you talking about, Mariah?
Just that, like, our fans are just so into every.
No.
Hang on every. Little teeny tiny bit of information that we can give them.
They like to hear about roasts and inside things.
I don't even think they're fans. They're weird, like.
Yes, so many people come up to me after my shows.
They say they listen to the podcast. I'm not saying that, but fans, it's more like. Why do you keep shaking it? Isn't once enough?
No, because it settles. The powder settles. Citricel, you shake it up and it tastes like Tang. And the next morning, it's easy to go.
I know. Everybody knows what Citricel is.
No, they don't.
Please.
Everybody knows what Metamucil is, but everybody doesn't know what Citricel is.
Whatever. It's now that's what we've come to, describing Citricel and its effects.
You know what I'm looking at? We have a brand new in-the-box. Now I feel like the Home Shopping Network. In-the-box Keurig coffee maker. It's probably worth a couple $100. What are we going to do with it? Do you want to auction it off? Here's what I'm going to say. Tweet me your price, what you want to pay for a brand new, not even the box isn't even opened.
Rich.
What?
Just stop.
Let's start selling stuff on this.
You're embarrassing.
Let's sell stuff. That's what we could do. We could be like the Home Shopping Podcast.
But just with our shit?
Yeah, sell some
and
of our shit.
Just describe it like,
yeah.
This is a painting. It's got a nice.
No, I don't want to sell that painting. There's no way.
I was doing it as a joke. I don't think we're really going to sell things. We got some flowers here from Valentine's Day. They're a little.
They're dying.
They're looking a little not so good, but they probably still have a couple days left in them if you.
And they would come from Rich and Bonnie.
Yeah. Put them in a scrapbook or something.
$10.
$10 for Valentine's Day flowers.
We have a.
Protein shake container.
We have a painting by, let me go see her name. Hold on.
No, you're not, don't really do this, Rich. It's too boring. Come on.
Oh, and this is a beautiful watercolor. Her last name is Nietzsche's. I think it's Barbara Nietzsche's. Now, I really have to take that to the art store and see if it's a print or an original. Because you can't tell behind the glass. But if that's an original Barbara Nietzsche's, that's fucking big bucks. Look her up. Neechis. I think her first name is Barbara. Beautiful watercolor painter. Beautiful stuff. Do you like it? It sits over your desk.
Do you think Raina's watching too much Family Guy?
Yes.
We're playing charades tonight. Or it's called Heads Up. And she's supposed to guess straw. So I acted out straw, you know. And she goes, weed? That's what our 7-year-old said.
That's not good.
Oh, my God. It's kind of funny, though, but it's like, it's from Family Guy.
I know. She knows too much. Then
She's been
Bonnie,
taking Family Guy quizzes online and getting, like, she took the hardest Family Guy quiz, whatever, online, and she got 50%. I mean.
The hardest guy Family Guy quiz?
I don't know. It was titles.
She knows every character's name.
Yeah,
you ask
she's. Her. It's well, more than that. She knows the stuff that you couldn't possibly know. It's crazy. Teeny details.
Well, we're at 22 minutes. If we could just make it through.
I like how you're acting like you're not. This is not like a. I don't know what you think entertainment is, but this is not it. It's not like, oh, let's just sit here and breathe for 22 more minutes and we'll be done.
No, let's
That's
talk
not
about
what
something.
It is. I'm trying, but you...
Family Guy?
Our daughter liking
Things
Family
in
Guy.
Things in a salad. Yeah, I think you let her watch it too much, and I've said that many times.
Well, you have no depth to your conversation. It's like, what's your bigger...
Well, my bigger picture is that she's learning things that she shouldn't learn at 7 years old, and she's probably saying them to other kids.
No, she's not. And she definitely knows that she's not supposed to say
those. There's other kids in this neighborhood that are, a little bit... foul-mouthed and mature. So, you know, she's 7 years old now. By 10, you know, you kidding me? When we play charades and you pretend you're riding a horse, she's gonna go anal, you know, stuff like that. And I can't, you know what I mean? So, yeah, right. That's I would cut her back. I would at least get her back to Minecraft.
No, she does Minecraft all the time too.
She plays Minecraft as she watches Family Guy. On, you know. And the only reason she started watching Family Guy because of the talking dog.
She's been watching Family Guy since she was a baby.
Yeah, because of the talking dog. She's not a big fan of The Simpsons, is she?
No, she doesn't like The Simpsons.
Yeah, because there's no talking dog.
Right, okay, so she likes... But it's also... But then on the positive side of it, she's getting like a great comedy education. She understands irony. She likes sarcasm. She's... You know, she gets when things are being made fun of. She understands the cutaway.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's good. That's good. So she'll start stand-up at 12.
She's like.
She'll be like the fucking youngest stand-up. Ellen will have her on the show.
Oh, yeah. We should just get some YouTube going now.
Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to talk about? I think we just ran out of things to say. There's too many podcasts. How do people do this many podcasts? Because they have fucking guests.
You know what's the problem? We were talking about something that was actually pretty good, but it wasn't about you. Therefore, you lost interest.
No, it doesn't have to be about me.
You lost interest.
I thought we were done.
Yeah, because you don't know how to, like...
What? Go ahead. Tell me another thing I don't know how to do.
You're... Okay, whatever.
What don't I know how to do?
I'm sorry.
I know how to pick up your car. I know how...
Here we go.
I was going to put the new thermostat in, but I didn't want to fuck it up. Because I don't know if it's the thermostat. Our fucking heat either
goes...
You're
right. This is much more interesting.
Our heat than
parenting our daughter.
Hey, listen, if you're an electrician, tell me. Our heat goes to...
You got a lot of people tweeting you about a lot of things this week.
It just won't... There's no in-between. It's either boiling hot
or
we have to
turn
it off. Boiling hot or we have to turn it off. What the fuck does that mean? We have a brand new furnace. I was looking up houses today in this area, the prices of houses, what our house is worth.
Don't talk money.
I'm just saying, if we sold it, I'd lose money now. But I saw other houses that we could get. I saw a couple nice ones, but they were like in the $2.5 million. There was one for like $2.5 million. It was so fucking big. But here's a perfect example of what a...
You know, when I see celebrities and they're like, oh, they just bought a $2 million house.
$2 million, $40 million or $30
million. No, listen. Can I finish?
Oh, go ahead.
Where they're like, oh, they just purchased a four... I always think they're bullshit. They're slumming it. You know, if you're a celebrity, you should have a $15 million minimum.
Well, you could see what a big mansion can do. Yesterday at my sister's house... Which is probably a $2 million house, right?
Well, easily. She wants to sell it for $3 million.
Okay, so
I told her
mil.
I'd give her $1.5 million cash.
It's a $3 million house.
She said yes.
Beautiful. There was a pipe that broke somewhere. Fucking water everywhere. And we had to go over there in an emergency, find the cutoff valve, which I didn't find. The plumber came. But that's the kind of trouble you run into when you have... a big mansion like that. Why do you think people who are artists like us try to keep it simple? Because everything else is complicated. You don't want to complicate. Look, when you live in a townhouse like this, it sucks. I'm paying almost $300 a month for fucking maintenance fees or whatever, condo fees, which they don't do shit. But the thing is, I know I don't have to cut the grass. Although I do like doing hedges. I used to be really good at hedges. But, you know, the fucking roof starts leaking, I don't have to deal with it. So, you see, owning a home is a whole other responsibility. Then when you have a home, you got to get a dog. Another responsibility. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be able to handle all of that. And you keep saying, I want a new home. I want a home. But a new townhouse, a three-bedroom townhouse.
What is it exactly that you think we're doing here? We can't send this podcast.
That's why.
No, let's do it again.
No, listen.
Let's shut it off and do it again.
No,
we have to. No,
all right, well, pick it up.
No, Rich, because I think, honestly, either you're going crazy.
I am.
Okay, you're going crazy. So let the crazy out at least, but don't sit around and talk about cutting hedges and act like this is what the people... God damn it. We're, you know, why aren't we in the top 10 podcasts?
I'm just saying we're talking about owning. You always say you want to buy a home, and I'm telling you... Okay, forget it. We'll move on from that. Go ahead. We'll move on.
You're we have to do a new podcast.
No, we don't.
No, we do. We do. We absolutely do. We have to do a new podcast.
There's no fighting. It's nice and mellow. It's
no,
just
it's just that it's so boring.
It is boring.
Yes.
But everything
so
can't be
stop.
So... What,
let's I just take a week off and then...
We'll just do another 15 minutes. We'll pick it up. A lot of people love the endings of our podcast.
Yeah, because, oh, thank God, it's over.
No, they said a couple weeks ago, man, the ending was so fucking good. I don't know what we did, but we pulled it out. And we'll pull this out. We always come through.
No, we don't. No, we don't, Rich. This yes. is where you're delusion. You are a little bit delusional.
A little bit.
You know, I do have the thing where I never think we're good enough. Okay, so that's my issue. You know, I could work on that. But you have the thing where you think everything else is shit and whatever you do is amazing.
No, I don't think
brilliant.
That. No,
yes,
I don't think
yes, you do. If you heard two other people doing this and you listened to it, you would be like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on with the world that these two fucking boobs get a podcast? I mean, he's talking about fucking cutting hedges, for God's sakes. You would lose your shit if you overheard this.
But you don't understand. People relate to it. People own
homes.
No,
you don't know what people relate to.
Yes, I do.
You would never listen to this, would you?
Yes.
You would. You'd be driving around. That's this person. Well, they can't afford a house, but...
We can afford one.
He's twisting it so that it sounds like he doesn't want a house.
No, I want to get it. I want another townhouse.
Oh, his sister's got a three. They're not sure how much that house is worth. But some pipe broke and it caused a bit of problems. Well, good thing he went over there, even though the plumber had to do everything. He just, for emotional support. That's good that he went over to his sister's house. I wonder what her sister did after that, after she got everything cleaned up. Oh, did they go out for Chinese? Yeah, they did. They all went out for Chinese.
Is that what they did?
Yes, that's what they did. Rich and I left. We had to go do a radio show, if you really care. And
thank God I had... spare clothes in the car. Where
we
I
had,
thought
we
I would.
To,
never...
we had, yeah, we couldn't. We didn't have time to come home and change. Rich, thank God, had his sweatpants on. Had a pair of jeans in the trunk.
What are the odds?
He said. He's standing there. He said, "I guess I'll just wear this." A little bit of a horror. A little bit of a scared look in his eye. And then all of a sudden, his demeanor totally changed. He went, "I've got a." Just in case of emergency, pants in the car.
Clothing, not just pants.
But like it sounded like you're worried you might shit yourself. So you got emergency. That's like what toddlers have with them at all times.
I have emergency.
They're just in case of emergency pants.
Nope, I have emergency like jeans and a t-shirt and a collar shirt. Then I have emergency golf outfit because you never know, like the last minute, I got to stay in New York tonight. Boom. What am I going to wear tomorrow? Boom. Emergency outfit in the car. Closed. You don't do that?
No,
I used to keep emergency food too.
I've got an
stuff.
Emergency jacket in the car because I'm Canadian. So
I have a jacket too. I have an emergency coat, and I have three golf clubs. See how we picked it up.
We? I can't take every dumb thing and make it interesting. You've got to do something on your part.
I'm the straight guy on this one tonight. I'm
pretty good at hedges. That's the one thing that I've. Like who? Like it's like a bad. You hate NPR, and yet this is. I do hedges. I've always been good at it. Something I enjoyed.
You know what I did once? I'll tell you a story.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, hang on to your hats.
We used to work for.
Rich is going to tell a story. Before he gets started, let me just say, I bet it's in bullet point.
We used to work for my friend's father.
Jack.
We used to either we would pour zinc alloys into molds, hot, boiling hot zinc. They're pouring the molds that they would strap to the bottom of ships to stop corrosion. They would, the corrosion would go onto the zinc, and it would block the corrosion from corroding the bottom of ships.
Mm-hmm.
But we also did other stuff around the property owned. So my friend Martin, his sister Lori, who remodeled our house. Hold on.
No, I'm going to break your thumb. Give
okay,
me your
hold
hand.
On. Listen, it's a good story. Lori.
Wait, I missed a part. What was the other stuff around the house that you had to do?
We just did stuff.
Oh, that part's not important?
No. Landscaping and carpentry and whatever.
Hedges. Did you do hedges? Is that
so
where you...
So one day...
Was that you fell in love with... Trimming hedges.
One day.
Your passion.
Lori's
which I never knew about until now.
Lori.
My passion is hedges.
I didn't know. Like one day.
I've never even seen you even look at a plant. Like I've never seen you be like, oh, like.
I used to sell plants. I used to have a plant business.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I've never seen you take notice. Like, I imagine you, like, walking through someone's yard and just stepping over their hedges and stuff. And then if somebody was like, Rich, what are you doing? I didn't even realize.
That's not true. I was I had a plant business.
This is how I see you. And yet now, today, here, I find out, I love cutting hedges.
No, but...
It is my passion.
But what happened was...
But do you do topiaries?
What?
You know, do you cut them into shapes?
No. I wasn't that good. That's really fucking good stuff when you can cut them in. What I did was...
You just did the straight...
Yes.
Did you do a rounded or...
I would do round. So Lady, Martin's sister, Lori...
Who's Martin?
Martin, you know, Alicia and Lori that remodeled the house.
I don't really want to know who Martin is in terms of your fucking family tree. He was...
My friend.
That worked with you.
Yes, and
thank
we worked
you.
For his father. And Lori owned the house, that big house. You've been there. Remember when
I
she
remember.
Was selling paintings?
Mm-hmm.
Well, her house was next door to another house, okay? And there were hedges maybe 10 feet tall. And I guess the two houses liked the 10 feet tall houses because it kept...
Like the hedges.
The privacy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I cut them down to about 5 feet. And the lady
because
next
you-
door...
I love trimming hedges.
I love trimming hedges. They both came home screaming. They were very upset, especially the lady next door that had to look into the yard.
There was a couple of weird sexual fetishes happening.
I don't know, but I cut 10-foot hedges down to about 5 feet.
But what would make you think like...
Well, I thought they weren't very... They weren't polished enough. They weren't...
Right, I know, but you were like, in your mind, you'd be like, well, they did let him grow 10 feet, so
maybe... I cut him down to 6.
You think that your mind would be like, they probably like him this tall, they just want it trimmed out. But not you. You were like, they probably just never had anybody...
Come in
to do it before.
Yeah.
In the last 6 years, no one's ever trimmed the hedges. Right now, this guy's going to do it.
There was a lot.
Did really what happened was that you trimmed one side too short and then you had to trim the other side? Then that could start it off.
You can get lower and lower. You know, it's like a hair, when you get your haircut, you say, only take a little off, and then they keep going. You're like, I told you only take a little. Why the fuck? You know what I mean?
Does this give you now a little bit more empathy to the hairdresser who might take a little too much off the top?
Yep. Yes,
it does. Reminds you back. Oh, I remember when I took an extra 8 inches.
And now, do you want to hear the plants when I used to sell plants?
Actually, it was feet.
What?
Well, you took like 5 feet off the plants. 5 feet.
Off the hedges. Maybe 4 feet. I don't know. They were pretty fucking high. They blocked the yard.
And so were you, I think, in those
days.
Yeah,
I was getting high.
Yeah.
I used to have a plant business. I never told you that, did I?
Yeah, you did, but I'd love to hear the story again since we have another 10 minutes to fill.
Well, we used to buy plants from the wholesalers, and then we would just go around and canvas sell them. But we
you know we're getting... Our podcast is no longer in the comedy section, right?
What's it in?
We're in gardening. we've been... We're doing well, though. We're doing very well in the gardening section.
I don't want to talk about the plan thing. All I know is
I'm going to do a couple recipes business. Right at the end so that
we can get to
home
food?
And garden. Yeah. So we do our home and garden.
When is our what's the name of that show we did with that dude?
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. When does that air?
I don't know.
Well, why don't you email him? He's your pal.
I'd never email him directly.
Never?
No. Never. I do have his email, but I've never emailed him.
Are you scared to?
No, but
you don't want to lead him on?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to be a nudge. Yeah.
What was I going to ask you?
I don't know. There's so many things. Did it have to do with my upper half or my lower half?
I don't know. It was about the show. Like, no one's mentioned anything about it to us.
Yeah, like, they're probably not used to telling people anything. They just use regular people, usually.
Oh, they don't use celebrities like us on it?
No.
We're probably, like, the first celebrities she's ever sat down with?
Well, I don't know if that's true. I haven't watched the show enough.
What if they won't edit us out, I hope. Because we were fucking good.
Yeah. But you were good on the cop show, too, and...
Was I good? You were there. I don't remember. I thought
you were doing great.
What was I supposed to ad-lib
about? But it was a weird thing because this was Colin's show, the cop show, which is available online, actually, now. You can go see the first episode. And but we had off-camera, you know, dialogue, you know, because I played someone in the show.
Yeah.
But then the actors are also, like, their real selves off the show, whatever. And they had us being married and having conversation about being married. And I just think, like, maybe there wasn't enough time to set up that whole
thing. No, but I was talking to...
Like, you never portrayed an actor in the show.
No.
Right.
And they just had me ad-libbing about the French girl or something.
Yeah.
But I thought I was funny. I don't remember.
I think you were funny. I think it more had to do with it was... They probably didn't have time to set up every storyline that they...
Oh, you were. You came off great in it. But you looked so hot.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm telling you.
It was fun to do. But I had a lot of stuff that didn't make it in.
What do you mean?
I did a lot of other stuff that wasn't in the final cut.
You were in it more than anybody else.
No, Keith.
Keith and you.
I had like two lines.
No, you had two scenes.
Two scenes, two lines.
Two scenes. I was very impressed.
Thank you.
I'm going, you have great acting ability.
Shut up.
What's it called? The cop show?
The cop show.
Where can
Jerry
you find
Seinfeld's
it?
In it.
Where can you find it?
Online. I mean, just Google it.
We're going to a party, aren't we, Monday? The premiere?
The premiere party.
Who do you think will be there?
Just us.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. We went to a Gotham Christmas party the other night.
Oh, my God.
See?
Finally, it happened.
What?
I tried to talk you out of going, but you were intent. You were... Why do you want to go to that so bad? It's so... I don't know.
I like socializing with comics. That's who my friends are. I like me.
But were any of your friends there?
Well, there was some derivative friends. Second string friends.
I think you like people, may I say this, to just be like, oh, look, Rich Voss is here. Like, you like going, you like slumming it a little bit so that people will be like, oh, look, it's Rich Voss. You don't enjoy being, like, that was probably more fun for you than the Oscars. Because the Oscars was too many other people stealing focus.
There was no focus on me whatsoever at the Oscars.
Yeah, and at...
At the party, yeah.
Yeah, everyone was like, oh, everyone turned and looked, oh, Rich Voss is here.
Who was the biggest act there that night?
Oh, it was you. It was you, Rich.
No.
Yes.
Tom Cotter's a big act.
Yeah, yeah.
He was on America's Got Talent.
Come on.
He's making way more money than
I am. He's no Rich Voss.
But he's making way more money than me, I'll tell
you. He was nice to me for the first time ever.
Why? He's not a mean guy.
Well, because I had a falling out with his wife during Last Comic Standing. Yeah. Her and I made up, but he never... It's like enough time now has passed.
Oh. You were mean.
No, I was not mean, actually.
Oh, you weren't?
They really edited things in a way, I feel like.
Yes, that's how they do those shows.
Yeah.
They make you look mean.
I mean, I didn't... The only thing I said about her was that... Well, she told this to me that she didn't really want to be a comedian. She wanted to be an actress. And I said that on the show. But it really made it sound like I was saying, like, but that's just, I was just repeating what she had told me, which probably I shouldn't have done, but. They ask you so many times about people. They're constantly asking you about the same people over and over and over and over.
So we had a lot to talk about this show. We didn't talk. We did a Valentine's Day show on Saturday. And it wasn't even our fans.
Not that what I was talking about was interesting or anything, but really.
I thought you were done.
My mouth was still moving.
Sorry. I didn't want to. The reason I didn't.
Well, let's talk about what's. That's how it went. That's what you did.
I'm sorry. But we did the Valentine's show. And it was all like...
It was awful.
It was couples.
Ugh. Valentine's Day sucks.
That's the worst shows. Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, they expect so much.
Well, it's same on Valentine's Day. They're like, they don't want you to be making fun of love at that point. They want you to be like sort of celebrating it. It's like, well, that's what a comedy show is. It's,
they're paying for dinner and fucking a show.
And they're like, they're pretending like it's... They've have the best marriage ever in the whole world at that point.
And they, like, where we were at,
it's
we
like
were,
they're forcing themselves to be in love.
We were in a ballroom in the Best Western. So it was about 150 people.
Which is where, when I dreamed of becoming a comedian, I always thought I might
people.
End up.
The host did no time whatsoever. Then this girl did a guest spot. She was supposed to do 7. No one, or right? Yes, no one gave her light. She did 14.
Yeah,
which she's probably never done.
She did
in her
ask
life.
In the middle, "Should I get off?" And no one told her what to do.
And then there was another guest spot. This guy had to make a tape to get into some festival.
Oh,
I don't think I would have used that audience, but he did well.
Yeah, he did well.
You went up and killed, and I
didn't
up.
Really kill. You I had to well. Work so hard. I was getting irritated.
But the problem is,
I like it when it's like when you do little asides or little silly things, or and they're laughing, you know, like your character takes over a little bit, your personality takes over a little bit. It's not just all like jokes.
Well, the Friday night before it, I worked for the same guy, and it was $50 for the show, dinner and show. None of our fans. Or people that really, really want to see comedy want to spend $50.
Well, not in a Best Western.
No, the night before, Friday.
Well, where was that one?
I have no fun. Way up in Newton, New Jersey. So it was $50. And so after the show, I mean, there was like no one there. It was empty. It was fun. And this guy comes up to me after the show. He goes, "Wow, man, I saw Mike DiStefano, his last show before he died." He goes, "And what else is weird is I saw Patrice's last show before he died." I go, "Why the fuck are you telling me this? You know how careful I drove home that night?
Oh, my God.
I was driving like 3 miles an hour hoping a deer didn't run in front of me." I go, "Why would you tell me that?" So I did a couple shows since then, thank God.
You know what I'm thinking, though? We have a ton of... we got to get that footage, the Patrice footage. We have Mike DiStefano footage.
We don't really have Mike footage.
Yeah, we have it from that one scene. Yeah. And we have Greg Giraldo footage. And we should just have it for ourselves so it doesn't get leaked out or...
I have it.
We have it all?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought the editor had it.
No, I have it on those cards.
Oh.
Matter of fact, they're going to be... I think they're going to do a... I don't want to say it because who knows if it's out.
Oh, are you going to give the footage?
No.
Did they ask for it?
No. I don't think I'll give the footage. Why should I?
No, I mean, I don't know because people do that.
Well, I don't know. I got to see. You know.
If it's a good project and you trust the people?
Well, I trust the people of the project.
And the mom and the whatever.
If the mom asked me for it, I would probably do it, yes. But I don't know if the mom's... I don't know who's involved in it yet. I know one of the producers who I like. So I'll see. You know, when I got to look at the footage. I'm going to look at it myself.
And you're taping your special. Can you plug that?
I'm 80% sure I'm going to tape an hour at the Stretch Factory. But I have to go in and look at it. And see, like, I have to put up curtains on the stage.
Yeah, no, you have to, yeah.
I have to make the stage. How can I make it cool?
Just make it cool.
Black curtains?
Yeah, just black curtains. That's good enough. Put a couple of fucking candles in a...
Plants? Some nice plants?
No, don't put plants.
No plants?
Absolutely not.
I'm a plant type guy.
No.
You see me with tattoos and plants?
Are
Come
you
on.
Kidding me? No.
What, candles? What's the same fucking thing?
Do some... look, I'll do it. You know, you need to get just a couple of strings of those white sort of party lights. Put them across.
Are you
there.
Crazy?
That's it. That's all you need. Yeah, it'll look cool. It'll be like, you know, hipster, low budget, you know, cool indie vibe.
I just want him to film the bottom part of the place. Not the whole club. Just like the little, you know, the compact area right up front.
Yeah.
To focus on that. So it looks like I'm just working to 50 people, 40 people. You know what I mean? I don't know. I got to go in there with cameras. I was going to go tonight and look at it. But like I said, this fucking anxiety is debilitating.
It's really making you...
Well, we picked it up. I told you we always end well.
No, we're not ending well. That's what I'm saying.
We did end well. We
talked about... ending on your anxiety. Your debilitating anxiety. Why don't you go take one full fucking anxiety pill?
No.
Well, why? You're making life miserable for everyone. Just take it. What, you're going to get addicted to heroin because you take...
No, it's prescribed, but I'll get through it. I'll take a half later when we sit down and watch Birdman.
All right, let's go do that. I'm tired.
I think this turned out to be... I think people are going to like this one.
Don't tweet me about this podcast, please.
Why, you don't like this
Sometimes
one?
Sometimes people are like, oh, God, it was boring. It's like, yeah, fine.
It's, you know what, we've done 100.
I told you it was boring early on. You could have cut out then. I didn't force you to stay till the end,
and the
so
other thing,
I don't want to hear about it.
No one
it.
Ever gives us ideas what to talk about. No one ever writes positive things. Hey, why don't you talk about this?
Yeah, or, people do.
No?
People give us lots of positive. No, way more than we deserve.
No, they give us positive. They go, we love the podcast. We love it. No one goes, hey, you know what I like to hear? Or, you know what might be interesting? No one ever does that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like requests. We don't get requests. I had a 13-year-old curse me out the other day.
Oh, God. Leave it alone.
He cursed me out.
Good. You deserved it.
No.
Yes.
You know, request. So this is what we're looking for. If there's topics you want us to talk about, because we're... What are you doing with your finger?
I'm saying wrap it up.
Oh, I thought you were practicing.
This is what happens, though, at the end. You're like, oh, it was pretty good. And then you'll just...
I'm tired, too.
Well, then you go like this. Hey, guys, thanks for listening. If you have requests, let us know. I'm going to be at the blank, the blank, the boo, boo, boo. Bonnie's at the da-da-da, boo, boo, boo. You guys are great. You know, we appreciate our fans. Blah, blah, blah. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Let me
like that. It's like, not like this. Oh, that was pretty good. That was... not bad. I mean, okay, where am I at? And then you do another half hour of just like nothing. Why? This is the person I hate being, is that I've turned into just a fucking horrible person. I'm just a horrible person, and I don't want to be that person anymore.
I'm a nice person.
You're not.
Have I been mean once to you tonight?
No, but I'm saying that's because there was a couple of fights that... It's like, hey.
No, there was one fight.
And then another one last night.
That wasn't a fight.
You said, I'm going to change. And then you started looking for your hoodies and started yelling, it's in your car.
God, you're so... You exactly...
You were standing over the bed yelling at me that I had somehow stolen your hoodies.
You were mad that I was...
We were about this close to getting to like that I had a lover over that left with your hoodies. Like anytime I fuck someone, I give them a hoodie to leave with. You know that's where it was going.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was just waiting for it. I was like, oh, God. Here we go. I'd like to know where all my stuff goes.
Yes. A lot of shit turns up.
Oh, boy.
Missing.
Here we go. Well... You know, I feel like when some guy comes over and fucks me, he should have a parting gift. Your hoodies seem... You've got a lot. I thought I'd give him one. Do you want the black or the gray hoodie, sir? That was wonderful. As soon as I wash off my face, I'll grab you a hoodie so you can get going. All right, everybody. Thank you very much.
Wait, we got to do plugs.
I don't have any plugs.
This week I'll be at the Atlanta Improv.
That's what.
This week I'll be at the Atlanta Improv. Next week I'll be at Wiley's in Dayton, Ohio.
Follow me on Twitter.
But aren't you in New York this weekend to stand?
I'm at Stand Up New York on Friday, the Stand, and New York Comedy Club on Saturday, and then the following weekend.
You're all over the city.
I'm in the city. I'm just in the city.
Turning into a city comic.
Yeah.
So this weekend I'm at the Atlanta Improv. I'm at the Atlanta Improv. Next weekend I'll be at Wiley's in Dayton, Ohio. Listen, folks, remember.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.